Head coach Tom Cerruturi now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, with Zach Whitecloud out because of the penalty and then Jerry Fitzgerald for much of the game as well, that's a heck of a gut check win for your guys.
I just thought it was really gutty. And our guys played so hard. And the statistic I liked is after two periods, I think we had 25 shots on net and they had 16 shot attempts. You know what I mean? So we had, that to me was a, it was a pretty interesting statistic right there, Schulte.
What happened to Jerry?
Upper body injury. So,
yeah, I don't even see it happen. When did it happen?
You know, it happened during that power play when we scored, actually. And it happened about probably 30, 40 seconds before we scored. And he stayed out there. And
still with an assist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even more gutty.
Yeah, exactly.
Olivier Mantha was spectacular tonight. You guys, again, statistically dominated every category. That's why you say this is sometimes should be called goalie.
Yeah, well, there's
no doubt. To frustrate the daylights out of your guys.
Well, it was. And then, obviously, it's too bad on the 5-on-3. We got two of our, with Jerry and Whitey out on the 5-on-3. And so we were just a little discombobulated there. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We won the game. And I'm proud of the guys for where we were at last night. We were a lot better hockey team today. And that's how I look at things. It's all about the process. And the process was good today.
On the power play, you had to go with two defensemen back there because of everything that had happened. That has to affect a power play's consistency. It might be one of the reasons why you were 0 for the night, but I thought you still moved the puck around just great.
Yeah, we had some good looks. We went to a 2-3. We simplified that power play with Tommy Muck and Danny Bild out there. We needed a lefty-righty combination. And with that, we went to a 2-3 where we knew we'd have some possession and puck movement. And again, it is what it is. We're shooting from the hip.
Playing two guys down on big ice, do the guys have anything left in the tank?
That doesn't matter because we won the game. So it was chaotic on the bench too, just trying to get your numbers and who should go where. We're just trying to put a square peg through a round hole at times, Schulte. But then they missed just because of all the penalties and whatnot. Those TV timeouts. So then you have those back-to-back TV timeouts. I wish they were scattered a little better. We definitely extended some playing time with some of the guys. Kyle Bauman played a lot of hockey tonight.
Whose task is it on the bench to see who's going next?
Well, I mean, the guys know who's going next. They know who's going next, but they got to be on their own. They know who they're going for, but it's just you're just mixing and maxing. That's all you're doing, mixing and matching right there. It's just you just have to. And power plays obviously play a big role in it too. Who goes out after a power play? You might only have a couple guys who have energy, mm-hmm. because guys are coming off too. They're still pretty tired.
Big win for you. You head to Bowling Green, a tough place to play. Should be two fantastic games next week, Tom.
All right. Thanks, Schulte.
See you then. Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Beavers win 1-0 tonight.